Well, once again, thank you for coming out on such a stormy evening to join us as we salute America's music, jazz. And we started tonight with a march by John Philip Sousa, which is kind of ironic because Sousa hated jazz. Sousa loved ragtime music, included it in his programs, but when he was asked about jazz, he said it's a passing fancy, it might last a year or two, don't expect it to go on for very long. And so he never recorded any jazz or wrote any jazz music himself. So we started with Sousa, now we're going to move on, and we're going to salute the first great jazz musician, Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong was born in the slums of New Orleans, and he liked to claim he was born on the 4th of July, when in actuality he was born a couple of days earlier, but hey, it's a good story. But Armstrong is one of the major forces that come out of New Orleans that really kick-started jazz music overall. And so in this piece of music, Satchmo, of course named for his nickname Satchel Mouth, we're going to hear four of his signature tunes. So we're going to hear St. Louis Blues, you're going to hear When the Saints Go Marching In, Hello Dolly, and then What a Wonderful World. And an interesting story about Hello Dolly is that that's the song that actually knocked the Beatles off the charts in 1964. They had the top spot for 14 weeks, and then Hello Dolly came out and knocked them off. And about 2 months later, somebody said to Louis Armstrong, can you play Hello Dolly? He hadn't actually remembered recording it. They played it for him, his band had to re-rehearse it, and then they started playing it on tour. So here is those four classic tunes by Louis Armstrong in Satchmo.